שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמחם מבקשי השם, ישמחם מבקשי השם. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמחם מבקשי השם, ישמחם מבקשי השם.
בוקר טוב, עשיריות תורניות איתנו הבוקר.
Good morning, the tens on duty with us this morning are Nahariya, Toronto, which is 10 number 12, Venezuela, and Bulgaria. And Petah Tikva, 10 number 21. We wanted Italy to go to broadcast with us this morning. However, we have problems, so Jacob from Germany will actually speak now.
We wanted to convey this feeling to the society, the learning that we received from the friends from Italy who joined us yesterday to the Zoom meeting. We learned from them the meaning of living in the morning lesson with the friends all over the world, what it means to live all day with the expectation, the yearning for the morning lesson, and what care for all the friends all over the world means, and what is that the center of life is the morning lesson. So this message is the one that we want to relay from the Italian friends who live the morning lesson. And now we're going to watch a video clip. Let's enter the morning lesson.
Preparation for the lesson, rare excerpts from the lessons of Rabash, sometimes with clarification by Rav Lightman. We come to study. 10 people sit here, maybe 9, maybe 11. All of them, listen, what did they come here for? I have a little bit of desire. Let's say that they have 10 grams of desire. How can 10 grams help with the attainment of spirituality? They say that there is a virtue. If there are 10 people, one has 5, one has 3, and they all join into a single unit, and each one is included with everyone. It follows that according to the adhesion of the group, so each and every one of them receives a deficiency from the other. Seemingly, a bad society also operates to make things worse, but it can also work to make things better. It follows that when we gather, each and every one should think, what is it that I want out of this gathering? What have I come here for? Either I have some goal, or it's enough for me as it is without a goal. And that too is good.
בשביל מה באתי? עוד פעם, מה אני רוצה
מההתעסקות הזו? Question. What do I want from this gathering? What did I come here for?
כמו שדיברנו גם
בסיכום יום. We spoke also on the daily summary. I came to this lesson in order to shift from a state of the importance of the ten as a means for running away from unpleasant situations in life to the importance of the ten, because in it the Creator is revealed, and fear out of this connection from my connection with it.
Yes, and in order to prevent this disconnection, and in order to sustain the process, we need to perform a joint action, which is to walk together, to be together in this process, to enter the lesson together, to be as a ten together, above reason, beyond reason, and just to be on the path, on this path together, not just a collection of individuals.
Indeed, it is a point which is important to awaken before the study, the question of why are we here. In general, you can say that the purpose is to reach connection between us, but this is something that we have to constantly reawaken again and again. And I'm happy that they asked this question.
We came in order to feel one another, to feel the ten which we search for, which we build, and to ask the Creator, the reforming light, to do what it needs to do, to help us unite, and more, to look for this structure called the Kli, the vessel. That's why we're here.
I came in order to keep the covenant that I signed on a long time ago. If every day I would ask myself at 2:30 a.m., why to come here? Should I come here? Is it worthwhile? I'd be in a state which is a lot worse than now. Those who are with us here, all the friends, at some stage they made a covenant in their heart with the Creator, with Bala Sulam, with Rabash, and with Rav, that this engagement in building a spiritual kli in order to bestow to the society, to the world, this defines their new self, where they want to be. And because of that, for that, they come to be in the lesson together, to draw the light, to think about how to strengthen the connection between us, how to develop the ability to pass it on to others.
I feel that we came here in order to ultimately receive such great importance of the goal, so that we won't be able or want, due to this importance, to let go of the thought of the Creator which is revealed in the connection between the friends, and not become confused and think it's something else, someone else, or that he's revealed somewhere else other than the connection between us. Not just theoretically, but also in practice, to have the power to perform these actions of annulment and inclusion in the ten to discover him.
And in order to receive the force, that's the reason we're here, to receive the strength, to annul, to integrate with each other. To truly receive the necessity to change, to receive the reforming light. This is something that only us as a ten can gather here, can come, and that's the purpose of our gathering.
Yes, to receive the influence of the light, that's the point. We need to develop our demand for it.
And indeed, the morning lesson is the place and time where there are no words that can describe how exalted it is, and we need to realize where we are and be in boundless gratitude to say thanks that we are here and carry out and listen, carry out everything we need to do and ask for help so that we're able to perform what we have to perform to unite.
In
the lesson, we read from texts that were written many thousands of years ago, sometimes, and describe things that happened as if they happened many, many thousands of years ago. But in spirituality, there's no time. We make the time. We can decide that now everything's happening, and everything becomes one moment, a spark, where everything that we read is now happening in the connection between us. And that's what we want to do. So everything that was prepared for thousands of years by the Kabbalists, we want to put it into the connection between us right now.
Yep. For it to happen now, that we will be able to change and simply be...
Friends, we remind you that we do not use cell phones during the lesson, except for friends who receive authorization to do so. Anyone who wants to ask a question, please stand up, hold the microphone close to your mouth and speak clearly. We'll have a lesson with Rav today, and we'll read preparation text. We need to pray to the Creator. I'm telling you with full seriousness. The ten prays together for a few minutes and requests what she thinks, what it thinks is important for it to get, what it thinks that's important to it. It's important to it to receive these discernments and to feel those things, to receive power for this. We turn to the Creator, we sit together for a few minutes, and we ask, each one quietly with himself. That's very important.